USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Los Angeles County Sheriff's officials are giving an update on the crash that injured golfer Tiger Woods.
We arrived on scene at 7:18 a.m. and discovered the solo vehicle collision, and the sole occupant was, again, Tiger Woods.
Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva. Villanueva also saying that there was no evidence of impairment involving the crash. President Biden says essential workers are literally holding the country together during the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. Biden taking part in a virtual roundtable with black essential workers at the White House, also urging everybody to get shots when vaccines are available to them.
There's a real reluctance that still exists in the African American community to get the vaccination, even if it's available. I've been pleading with people, get it. If you have a chance, get it.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
President Biden is changing the main U.S. coronavirus aid program for small businesses. The changes take effect on Wednesday. Bill Lowe is the CEO of Texas Brand Bank. He tells USA Radio News some of the major changes.
Well, there's been several changes. I think the primary two that I saw, there's several, but the primary two is that beginning Wednesday, only businesses with 20 or further employees can apply for the next 2 weeks. Clearly, that's pointed at, you know, encouraging truly, truly small businesses to sign up for the program. The other main change that I noticed on the press release was that there's $1 billion set aside specifically, essentially for sole proprietorships or self-employed people.
Some Alabama Amazon workers are getting support from actor Danny Glover. The visit happened yesterday as the employees are in the process of casting ballots on whether to unionize. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Biden administration is changing our immigration system.
The Biden administration has issued a new set of enforcement guidelines for immigration and customs enforcement. The memo released late last week instructs agents to get pre-approval before arresting some illegal immigrants if they don't fall into three narrow categories. Former acting ICE Director Tom Holman says that policies like that are attempting to tear the agency apart. He tells Fox News that he sees the administration's new policies as trying to stop immigration enforcement.
You can't destroy the agency and move everybody over to one side of the house. You got two different types of law enforcement officers in ICE. You have deportation officers, you have special agents. Deportation officers enforce immigration law. They have Title 8 authority. And special agents, they have Title 8 authority, but they also have Title 19 authority and Title 21 authority by statute that the other officers don't have. So you can't just tear the agency apart because you want to stop immigration enforcement. But that, I think that's your end game, right? So, you know, I've said it many times. They'll never abolish ICE, but they will, you know, they'll cripple them with money and they'll cripple them with policies, and that's what they're doing.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Senator Joe Manchin, who represents the pro-life state of West Virginia, is uncertain about President Biden's pick for Secretary of Health and Human Services. A spokesman telling the National Review on Monday that Senator Manchin has not yet decided if he will support former Congressman Javier Becerra's nomination. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.